This is CliffCentral.com. It's your special guest host on CliffCentral.com.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri. My name is Ruby Chukwuri and I am 19 and I'm studying at the University of Cape Town. I'm studying philosophy, politics and economics, the degree that none of my family members seem to understand. Today we have edition 3 of Students Uncensored, which is very exciting that Cliff Central is letting their intern host so many shows. I don't know if that's a good thing for them or a bad thing, but we'll see. So 2016 is definitely being described as the year of the student. You know, we've got student protests, we've got students struggling with financial exclusion, and we just need to prepare for our year of being a student. Is 2016 going to be your year? And what goals do you have for the year ahead? I have exciting people in studio with me today, so I'm going to introduce everybody. We have the talented Olwethu Mutyane.
What's up, everyone?
We have the beautiful Zanele Zimu.
Hey, hey!
And we have the intellectual Arjun Agarwal.
Oh, wow, thanks. Hey, hey, guys.
So, you guys can do your little intros and tell us what you're studying. And, yeah, we'll start with Zanele.
Hey, guys. Well, I'm Zanele Zimu. I'm studying a BCom in Finance and Economics at the University of Cape Town. Yeah, that's me.
Well, what's up, everyone? I'm Olwethu Mutyane. My story is a little different. I am actually a graduate from Prulit Chef Academy, and I was studying advanced patisserie.
Hey, guys. My name's Arjun Agarwal, and I'm currently studying corporate finance and investments with a maths major at the University of Witwatersrand, commonly known as WITS.
So everyone's studying really cool degrees, I think. Like, we're all doing something very different.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. Later on, we'll have Noah Posner joining us, and he's studying the same thing as me. He's studying philosophy, politics, and economics. But we are very different people, which is very interesting that we actually have chosen the same degree to study. I think that's one interesting thing about university and leaving school, is that even when you have such different personalities to someone or different goals, you can end up having the same path. I don't know. What do you think about that, Arjun?
True. Well, I mean, we all think in different brainwaves, but at times it's very possible for two very different people to have the same kind of opinions about the world, about things that should be done and how they should be done. And that usually leads to two very different people coming together and, you know, making magic happen, basically.
Yeah, because I think, Zani, you could maybe support me on this, but I know at UCT, like a lot of the smart, you know, intellectual people are studying accounting and finance.
That's or
actuarial sciences. And it's like, if you're smart, you're supposed to study a certain degree. Like, that was made for you.
No, I totally agree with you. I feel like in the society, if you're smart, everyone thinks you'll go into being a doctor, you'll go into doing this, you're going to doing that. But the thing is, you can also be smart and go into performing arts. There's nothing wrong with performing arts. It's just that in society, people think that performing arts is bad when it's not.
Yeah.
It really isn't. You will still get the same salary as someone who's taking accounting.
And you could even be happier.
Yeah. You know? It's just all about being happy. You shouldn't judge someone who's taking performing arts.
But I think the great thing is, like, us living in the millennial generation and having social network, you know, really, like, running our lives and being so powerful, I think we have more space to do what we want and to explore what we really love. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, Owetu is definitely an example of that, you know, going to a chef academy and studying patisserie. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, I won't even lie. A lot of people thought I'd go mainstream. Like, I'm going to talk for myself. In a black family or black culture,
yeah, we
you're
know
expected
about that.
To go mainstream.
Yes.
You're not a doctor
or a lawyer
or an engineer. You are as good as nothing. You're a failure to the family.
That
basically.
Is so true.
That,
like,
is very true.
My parents keep asking me, what are you going to do? Like, what is the career from what you're studying?
Mm.
And it's like, I don't even know what to tell them because I personally don't know. Like, I'm just along for the journey. I haven't figured it out.
Go.
Yeah. But what do you want to do? I know you're studying advanced patisserie, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, I actually did. Actually, from the beginning, I kept changing my mind about what I wanted to do. But I figured out in matric, even with all the subjects that I chose, that I need to go with my heart. Because I live by a philosophy that says, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So I thought advanced patisserie was, you know, the way to go. I put my heart into it. It's difficult, hard work, hard hours, but... You know, I persevered and I put everything that was going to disrupt me on my journey aside. And look at me now, graduated, done, about to start work.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. You were telling me earlier that they had... yes, round of applause. you were telling me earlier that they had put the two-year course into one.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to hear from you about that experience because, you know, a lot of students might go through that this year. There's a lot of shift changes in the... you know, departments and universities. So how was that for you?
I think firstly, you first need to decide what you want to do. And then when you know, you need to actually like put your mind to it and do exactly that, you know. For me, it was just a matter of starting, putting everything aside and deciding that, okay, this is my journey. A lot of universities, it's a 3-4 year course. Other chef academies out there, it's an 18-month to a 2-year course. But for us, it just made sense for Prulith to do it in this fashion because they also follow the UK work because Prulith is by Prulith herself, the icon from London,
who's actually
from South Africa, you know, CEO and MasterChef, all of those things.
Okay.
And I think the one thing that I wish I was told before I went to Prulith is that as much as it's a one-year thing that's been squashed together, the work is double. Like, you think it's the same amount, but it's double. It's work, it's dedication, it's difficult. But if you really want it, go get it. And it'll work.
Yeah, because I actually wanted to ask you, because you're obviously offering a different perspective to Arjun or Zanella or me, who are going to mainstream universities like UCT or WITS. What advice would you give students that are receiving pressure from their parents to go the mainstream route?
I think that's a very difficult one to answer, but I'd say from my perspective, I would have, if my parents were against my dreams, they supported me, obviously, and I'm very grateful for that.
You're very lucky.
Very, extremely. I think I would have asked them, what is their main reason that they wouldn't want me to go in this direction, if it's what makes me happy, and at the end of the day, it's something that would make me money. And if their reason pertains to, like, the past and stuff, I'd explain that this is the future, this is now. Children of today, we have a different mindset. We want to change stuff. We want to do things differently. And if you allow us to do that, we can only prove to ourselves and to everybody else that this can actually work. So for you, you need to look at your own situation and see how you can adapt the situation and make it work and make them understand where you're coming from. And if you can't, that's just the way it is. You can't always change everybody's mind.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But even... it's not just if you're taking out an alternative route of studying where you feel pressure from your parents. Even if you're going to UCT or WITS or UP or wherever you're going, you still have the pressure, as we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. If you're smart, you're supposed to fit into a certain category. Mm. What do you think about that, Arj?
Look, like, what I strongly believe is that currently our society is definitely evolving. And we need to step aside from regressive principles and move forward. Mm-hmm. As we can see through Ollie, who's a living example of that. Yes, our families, our cultures, our traditions have led us to think and believe certain things. Mm-hmm. But as the world progresses, we need to try evolve with that. The society needs to extend its brain power and, you know, extend what it can and can't do. So even as Ruby said, even though we're studying in mainstream universities, we must take the decision as to what we want to do, as you mentioned, Ollie, that we must do what our heart tells us to do, what we feel like doing.
Yeah.
And once we've transcended from, you know, regressive principles and, okay, no, but I have to stick to a particular train of thought, you evolve not only as a person, but you start a chain in society to, you know, do what you want and do incredible things in life.
Yeah, so. I agree with that. I wanted to ask Zani, because I know, Zani, you changed one of your majors.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the year, you know, you were almost done with first year accounting, and then you were like, actually, I hate this subject.
No, the thing is, like, I started with a business science, finance, and accounting. And at GCT, in first year, you do everything the same. So, like, you can decide if you want to change a major at the end of the year and it won't, like, impact anything. It won't impact your years, nothing. So I was just like, you know what? Financial reporting, you are a bitch. I am leaving you behind. Dropped it and I decided to change to BCom Finance and Ecos because I just figured out, like, I don't want accounting. I'm a very creative person. I do not need accounting in my life. I respect people who are doing accounting. Well done.
Well done.
Glad that. But it is not for me, just personally. Just I couldn't do it.
And I've actually realized now with a lot of my friends, some of them are doing a degree just because they want to back up. Mm. Like, they're like, let me finish this degree and then I'll do what I want afterwards. Mm. And I kind of feel like that's wasting time. It's wasting your potential.
It's not only them, it's their parents who want them to do that.
It's the pressure.
It's the pressure. Because, like, I know a lot of people just want to go into entertainment, but their parents are like, no. Just do maybe, like, accounting or ecos for a backup. Because their parents believe that entertainment is something wrong and it's just easy, where actually entertainment, like performing arts, is very hard. It's long hours, sometimes even longer than like accounting and everything. But we don't know because we have never studied it, so people are just quick to judge.
Yeah, from society classifies things as norms when they really aren't. So we need to, like, as you know, those regressive principles, you're very right in that there's pressure and all of that, but we need to find solutions rather than keep on, you know, okay, no, I've got to do this because, you know, my family is telling me. And we can work towards doing that as a force. I mean, we shut the country down last year. We've got enough power. We can do this. So,
yeah, that's true. I actually think if I had to tell my parents that I wanted to study like drama or fashion design, I think they'll have a breakdown.
Society, like, is a very funny place.
It's like trying to explain to my grandparents that, you know, I'm going to be a fashion designer or something like that. It would be very odd. It would be something for them to really have to get used to.
Mm, I guess so.
Okay, well, I've had to sub in my sidekick, Zanele, and now we have Noah Posner in the panel. Hello, Noah. So you can do your little introduction, tell us what you're studying and what you're most excited for 2016 year of being a student.
Okay, well, I'm doing a politics, philosophy and economics at the University of Cape Town. And what I'm most excited for, I guess, to maybe meet some new people, learn some new things, just experience things. I don't know what to say.
Okay, and you, Ali, what are you most excited for? I know that you actually have a different experience right now because you've finished your degree and you're actually thinking about life after being a student. And I know that you had said that you had started working and, you know, you're looking for jobs and looking for experience. How's that going for you?
It's actually going well because at the same time, I'm trying to balance finding work to gain experience because the only way you can move forward is to learn, and you learn by getting experience. So I'm at that crossroad where I'm trying to get experience and also do something for myself with my own name. And basically the best thing that I can say I learned from working at this place that I worked at is you need to know what you want, you need to know what you're looking for from a certain environment. And for me personally, I just want to say that don't stay if you don't feel like it's what you want to do, because we're talking about wasting time studying something as a backup. But if you know it's not what you want to do, don't do it. Go for what you want to do. It's a definitely time waster. You want to move forward.
And I wanted to ask you, Arjun, what are you most excited for this year?
Well, from an academic perspective, this year is when I start the true, you know, core courses. I'm an aspiring investment banker. That's been the dream. So I start getting into the nitty-gritty and all of that. And together with that, I'm a motivational speaker on the side. Mm-hmm. So with all the incredible things going on, you know, around South Africa at this point in time, I'm really looking to engage with the youth, motivate them, try to get people to really ask what they want for. Think of solutions rather than constantly speaking about problems.
Yeah.
And from a motivational speaking perspective, meeting new people, discussing their views, empowering people, truly, you know, it just has an incredible feeling attached with it. And that's what I'm mostly looking forward to, growing on the motivational speaking side and learning as much as I can with regards to investment banking and hopefully securing an internship.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I was gonna ask Ali, like, for your field, it's more work experience. Do you feel
Like practical.
Practical, yeah.
It is very practical, but something that people don't tell you from what you also see on TV, you just see them cook, grind, work. Mm. But you forget that with practical, there is theory.
Yes.
There is theory. You need to know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing theory-wise, you cannot apply it in the practical sense. So that is something that people forget.
And I think sometimes a flaw of our generation is that you see the result and you just want to get there.
Exactly.
You know, you don't really want to do the work to get there. Like you think, I want to be a rich investment banker and blah, blah, blah. You know, Wall Street, tough. All of that. Mm, you see it in the movies. Tough. And then, you know, now when you're a student and you're trying to look for internships and you're trying to actually understand the subject that you thought would be incredible, it's actually such a different reality.
Mm. And I also appreciate somebody who starts from the bottom because you actually have a story and you can inspire someone, because it's very rewarding to inspire someone who comes from nothing. And it's not easy to tell, or for that person to understand that if you just say, I came from school and I'm a manager now at a top firm. You want to say, I grinded, I started from the bottom, I didn't get paid. I didn't get paid because I didn't mind. It's just, you know, I wanted to grow myself in this. And then I ended up here. It's a good story.
Mm. Yeah. I think for me, what I'm most looking forward to for this year is getting to know myself a bit better, making sure that everything that I feel interested in, like if someone had to ask me, like, do I like writing? And I'd say, I'd love to write. Like, I'd love to go into journalism or submit to blogs, because I actually started my own blog in June, but I've not put up one blog post.
Why not?
Because I was just too nervous for people to read my writing. And I feel like it's just such a waste of time to be afraid of other people's opinions. That's one thing I really want to let go of this year. Like, to really be myself.
Mm. Isn't that a first year problem? Or?
I don't know. Hopefully it's not a second year problem. Okay. But do you guys all feel like you are intrinsically being yourself down to your core? Do you think your experiences last year being a student, everything you've learned, all the people you've met, are you truly yourself? Noah?
Well, that's quite deep, actually. But
but I feel like it's a good question, because, you know, they always say the time of being a student is, you know, the best years of your life. Mm. It's where you really get to form your identity.
Well, I think, you know, you have yourself in different situations. You know, you act differently when you're with your parents, when you're with your friends, or, you know, when you're in different environments. So, I don't know, to find yourself, I guess that's the whole university thing, but I think you can't really know at our age what we're going to be up to in a couple of years.
I don't think I'll ever know.
Yeah, it's just how the world's changing, like technologically, and it's exciting, I would think, because, you know, it's for us to go there and make a new position or a new industry or something.
I agree with you. It's very difficult to, you know, find your true self right now, because as Noah said, you're just so caught up in living up to so many different, you know, personalities of your own self. Like, you've got to be a different person with your friends, you've got to be a different person at home, you've got to, you know, it's very difficult to find yourself. But I think those people that manage to get everything together are the ones that come out the brightest. I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I think you gotta have a goal or something out there. You gotta start planning and working towards something. You know, working hard as Ollie's been doing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, maybe Ollie one day will be on TV cooking or earning her own patisserie. Like, how can she know now? You know.
Yeah,
true.
I actually wanted to touch on the subject of getting work experience, internships, jobs, things on the side. Like, as Arjun was saying, he's doing motivational speaking. I know that he's an ambassador for the charity Ma Africa Tikkun. And I want to know about, what are your views or experiences on trying to get work as a student? Because, you know, we get out of university and the reality is they're going to be like, we want experience. But we've just left university. We've just graduated. I think now more than ever, it's more important when you're starting university, even first year, to get your experience, to really find what you want, to, you know, get experience with workplace environments and proper work.
You got to start building your CV. You know?
Definitely.
And I mean, on that point, I can personally share an experience from my first year. All of us, look, our society right now runs on the basis of money. And as students, some of us want to make money for our parents, perhaps, because we want to take the burden off of them, you know, school fees, books, all of this is expensive. And by the time we're 18 and 19, we're independent. We don't want to be a burden on our parents. So some of us want to raise, you know, money for that. Some of us want to have money to spend on ourselves to grow. And we get caught up in trying to find, even though experience is very important, sometimes situations and opportunities come our way that may seem way too good to be true. And I got myself stuck in one of those opportunities. Now, more often than not, any opportunity you find that sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. So that's the thing. And what I can personally share with you is that, yes, you'll find something that you really think will be incredible, that you're helping people, that you're going to make a difference, and you're going to make a lot of money. But if you're at a varsity, the main point of you being there, I strongly believe, is that you're there to get an education and perhaps expand your CV, as Noah said, by getting jobs in your field. Don't chase money. Don't go after the getting jobs or getting an extra pocket money or extra money to spend on yourself or all of that. Right now, your parents care for you. They want to, you know, help you in your education and become someone.
Not all people's parents. Well, I mean, that's very
true. I mean, in a general sense. And rather, don't go for new opportunities. Although we all want to try out new things in our lives, maybe we should stick to, you know, tried and tested models of perhaps getting an internship, something related to our job, perhaps being a waiter for a couple of days, learning how to interact with people, communicate, rather than getting into something that you're not sure about, that you don't know will really give you the return you want to get.
But maybe it's good to step out of your comfort zone sometimes.
It is, and I did, and I failed.
Great risk, great return.
I don't know. I know that for me, like, seeking an internship at Cliff Central and all of that, I knew that trying to be a waitress or folding clothes at a store I would literally be the worst employee. That is something I could not do at all. I can't, like, even thinking about folding clothes and then 2 minutes later someone unfolding them and then folding them again and then 2 minutes later, so like, I would go crazy. It's not even worth it for me.
Thing that, you know, make your gears tick. What do they call it? I don't know. Find something that, you know, you want to do, I guess.
And Noah, did you try to find any work last year?
Well, I think I was a bit on the first year Joel experience.
Yeah, party.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't really know I was still trying to figure out like what I exactly want to study. Now, you know, I have an idea that enjoying what I'm studying. I'm going to do some different courses, perhaps, and this year potentially find just some opportunities to do for a week, like go, I don't know, job shadow a doctor, see what it's like in that field, or a lawyer, you know. And then, because you need to learn, I mean, for us, we're studying economics, we need to learn how all difference of the economy function. And
that's definitely true. So we're just talking about
experience.
I think it's just experience is important.
As long as you learn a lesson.
At Sibanye Gold, we've come to realize that there's nothing small about SMMEs, the small to medium-sized businesses that employ millions of people and pay billions in tax every year. Which is why we pride ourselves in providing support, leadership coaching, assistance and advice to help grow SMMEs.
You could say we're giving them a golden opportunity to grow. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri. We have someone incredible in studio right now. He is bigger than Oprah Winfrey. Oh. He is riskier than Rihanna.
Speak the truth.
He is more of a trendsetter than Beyonce.
The truth shall
set you free. We have Siyabonga Sangwini Finn in studio.
Yay. It's a one-man band cheering for Sia.
Cheer for yourself.
Hi,
self-promotion.
Ruby.
Hello, Sia.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I am even more bitter now that I'm here with you.
I mean, of course. Aww. There's no such thing as a Blue Monday when Ruby's on air.
I think we should trademark that. That needs to be on a t-shirt somewhere.
I really think I should.
And I should be getting 15%. Just throwing it out there.
I don't know about the last part. I do not know about the last part. But so tell us about yourself. You're working at Cliff Central, started off as an intern. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, that's very big and open-ended. I don't know where to start. So I think I've just had, it may be unconventional to some other people, but I think it's the absolute 21st century story of just utilizing the opportunities that are out there for you and to go about doing what you exactly want to do and want to achieve. So long story short, I always like to say I got my job through Twitter. And yeah, that's how I actually scored the gig here.
Yeah, please actually tell us more about that story. I remember telling me that a while ago, and I was like, how? How do you get a job through Twitter?
It's when you follow the right people, and I'm not there tweeting about Oprah all the time, contrary to popular
belief. Zadi, do you think you're following the right people? Because we don't have a job, so...
Firstly, I don't even use Twitter, so...
Off it, hey?
Problem number one.
That's the problem.
Problem number one.
But yeah, it was just through Twitter, and I met Gareth and one of my mentors in business, Gareth's managing business partner, Rena Brumberg. We met up initially what is meant to be for coffee, and I was late. I was like 15 minutes late. Note to everyone, never be late. And so I went home that day after meeting, and she was like, hey, do you want to have breakfast with Gareth and the team tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, sure. I think this is the best thing in the world. Met Gareth and his team the next day. That was the 6th of Feb. We had a great time, went back home, got a message that later on, on the 7th of Feb, a call saying, listen, it's a no-brainer. We'd like you to join our team. So literally got a job through Twitter and in 3 days.
That's incredible.
21st century. But yeah, the big lesson for that for me, and I hope that resonates with other people as well, is that really you never know what lays out there, and especially when you work at it to a certain extent.
So, and age really isn't a factor.
Absolutely
you're only
not.
Turning 21 now.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me that I'm becoming old and shriveled and wrinkled.
Noah, do you think 21 is old?
20...
Well, not really, hey,
21 isn't old, but you now can't fall back and say, like, oh, sorry, I'm young. No, you're 21. You need to be responsible.
You got to start looking forward, I think. But I think now, the age gap has changed. Like, we don't really have an age gap, 21, 20. Mm. But before, in high school, 17, 15 or 16, you're like, yo,
such
this guy.
Difference.
That's
yeah.
true.
What's happening
That's
here?
True.
When we were younger, you look at people at 21, you're like, oh my gosh,
you're
21,
so old.
That's what I do, and it's so accomplished. Now I'm sitting here at 21 I don't know. I hope I'm doing a good job, so we'll see.
So, Sia, you're working full-time at Cliff Central, and you are studying at UNISA. I know you're studying BA Communication Sciences.
Yes.
So I just want to know, what has your experience been working full-time and studying part-time?
You see, I think I'm a very unconventional case, because even while I was still in high school, you know it's rough when your maths teacher looks at you in the face and basically says, Sia, maybe maths isn't for you, hey? And I was like, you know it, Mrs. Julius? Yeah.
Maybe it isn't for me.
Exactly. When they started putting the alphabet with numbers, that's when maths wasn't for me. But I was never like...
Shout out to algebra.
The bane of my existence. I was never a conventional student. Sitting in a class and having someone dictate things to me, I never really understood. So for me, I went back home and I could actually function and study well at my own pace. And so that's an amazing perk of UNISA. And that's why I had no sort of hesitation one bit to actually study through correspondence.
But have you always had support from your family and friends, or did you have to sort of say, look here, this is me, this is what I'm going to get up to?
Well, with my parents, they simply always say that at the end of the day, whatever you're doing in your life is not for us. Because I don't know, I think they're just too frank for my liking. They need to read Dr. Phil books about parenting. But they always say, if you want to go out, go out.
You're
and
lucky.
If you want to drink and drive, drink and drive. But at the end of the day, who will potentially get into an accident?
It's
not
you.
Us, because we're sitting at home. So they always emphasize that I'm responsible for my own life. So whether I study or not, that's fantastic, but I will have to reap what I sow. So yeah, it's all about really facing up to my own life and doing what works for me. So yeah, it was never an issue, but of course they're pretty chuffed with the fact that I do study. Yeah.
What I actually want to know is, how do you balance work and studying? Because I know just being a full-time student, it's hard
already
to balance just life and studying.
Yeah. I will have to say, from my own experience, I don't think I have the full-on, what's the right word? Not inclusion, but I think the full experience of actually taking in what I'm studying. Because now with my pressures and my timetable, it's more a thing of, let me just cover this chapter for the purpose of just covering this chapter because I have to do an assignment on it or I have to write an exam on it. And the beauty of education in some cases is really you relish in the information that you're learning and you...
But you also don't need to be in a physical institution, you know, to
true,
learn.
True, true. Mm. But what I'm saying is I cannot tell you what I really learned last semester word for word or like what chapter covered this.
I think all of us can't. Yeah.
But it's more like, okay, did I pass that exam? And yes, I did. And there we go, I'm fine. Or did I hand in that assignment on time? And yes, I did. But that's one of the things I'm striving for this year is I really want to soak in what I'm learning for the true proper cases of, you know, expanding my mind, not just to tick things off like, okay, I've done that and that's it.
And I think it's really important for students to hear from people like you that are being successful and studying part-time because sometimes... You know, you might not have the grades to get into a mainstream university or you're just taking an alternative route and you shouldn't be afraid or feel like you're less than.
Sure, but I, as well, in the same breath, I think all the cliches that you hear, for example, when people give you advice, cliches just aren't born from someone sucking their thumb and they make things happen. Yes. They really are born out of absolute honesty. Because, for example, with UNISA, nobody's telling you to study X, Y, and Z.
It's all up to you.
It's all up to you. And that can either, that freedom can either absolutely liberate you or that can just like... make you say, fantastic, I think maybe catching up with the Kardashians on a Sunday night is
better.
Way more important than covering this chapter. So, yeah, you really are your own ship.
And I want to actually ask you, Noah, like, let's just say you got the opportunity of a lifetime to do your dream job. Would you leave university, work, and study part-time?
Well, I mean, personally, I'm happy to be a student for as long as possible because I'm in no rush to enter the
real
big
world. The big bad world.
Let me tell you now, enjoy it. Don't move out of home. Just, you don't want these pressures.
Nah, it's been nice getting
it's all a lie. Yeah. But a blessing in disguise in my case as well is that I have bosses who... always said that, you know, it was actually one of the unwritten clauses of me being hired. They said they'll only hire me
if I study.
You've got to upskill yourself.
Yeah, not a lot of people get that opportunity, but I think it is absolutely important to keep that in mind because where are you? Where are you going? Or where? What sort of person will you be without an education?
Yeah, because there's knowledge in books and there's knowledge in experience. And
you need both.
You need some book smart and street smart.
Definitely. And I wanted to ask you a last question, Sia. Do you feel like you're missing out on the student life experience?
That's always a golden question for me. Personally, as Sia Sangwenifin, absolutely not, because I've never been that person.
Yes.
I hated excursions. I hated camping out. I hated having planned meals. So the mere fact...
Yeah,
I know,
you would not survive in res.
No offense, all of you. You know, you UCT person, Ruby, and I have... friends at UCT who tell me about jammies and how they have to run for jammies.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's not nice.
Ain't nobody got time to run behind a bus.
No one cares if you are a girl or a boy.
No, I don't like that. I'm not relishing in that or having to do my own laundry or I hate that sort of life. So I really don't feel like I'm missing out on a lot. I do get the party scene because my friends invite me to the parties.
Oh, it must be nice.
I'm getting the good parts of the whole life. But yeah, I think to each his own. So many people wouldn't like to be in the position that I'm in and vice versa. So just do what feels right for you at the end of the day.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Well, Sia, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, cool, this is chilled. I feel like we need bean bags. That would be awesome stuff.
Okay, well, now we are going to have a Skype call coming very soon with Rahul Fakir. He's at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's just going to speak to us about studying abroad because he's a South African student who's studying in America, the difference between student life in USA and South Africa. But I just wanted to know, Ali, what are your goals for the year?
My goal for the year is to build my brand, to put my name out there. I want to feel like, I don't want to call it suffering, but I want to feel like the hard work and the sweat that I put into the work last year is paying off. So that's my goal, to put my name out there, whether business-wise or work-wise, experience-wise, anything. Just put myself out there, no matter what it takes.
And I want to know, Zani, how is this going to be your year? Why is this going to be Zanele Zimu's year?
This is going to be my year because instead of wasting my allowance money. I'm going to start investing, which I am super excited
yes,
for.
Yes, girl.
Wait a minute. Before you continue, I just have to say, Zandi, I hope you're not going to be investing in pyramid schemes.
It's not going to be a pyramid scheme.
Last year.
Okay,
we
listen.
Know about that.
Last year, yes. It was not a pyramid scheme, okay? I will still deny that. That is in the past. This
till
time, I'm being serious. I do not have to go advertise to people. No. This sitting in my room, just by my laptop, and I just click, sell, everything. Trade, invest, I'm in. I'm all in.
Show me how.
And you know, why is 2016 going to be Noah Posner's year?
Wow. I think I just want to work harder, smarter, focus on myself more, as like Ollie was saying. I think last year I was a bit lost. I didn't really know what was cracking, where I was, and you know, how to get places. You know, now I feel like I have my feet firmly on the ground and I'm ready to focus on myself and just like do better than just passing. I think passing is great, but you know, you need to start doing well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So on the subject of doing well, we have my genius best friend. I'm so excited that he's going to be speaking to us from America. He's coming. Woo! Yeah, he's speaking to us from Pennsylvania. So Rahul, hello.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
Good. What time is it there?
It's now 4:46 a.m.
4:46.
Up early, hey?
Wow.
Guys, up early or haven't slept? There's a difference.
Yeah. I know.
I think university has taught me like 4:46 is still early.
Yeah, it actually is. See, I know Zani and I can only speak from our experience.
We went to breakfast.
We went straight to breakfast after studying. Like we had studied until 7 a.m. and then just went to breakfast and continued with the day.
Rough.
Dude, literally, you are preaching to the choir.
Student life.
But Rahul, it's because we are avid procrastinators.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I know it is your own fault. I know that.
What are you even saying?
If your parents are listening, Rahul works really hard and he's a very diligent student.
I second that.
I work all the time.
All the time. Whether it be working on watching series, whether it be
what
working
you
on your chill.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar, Zani. So Rahul, we're talking to you about being a South African student studying abroad. You have gotten into an Ivy League university, University of Pennsylvania, which is incredible. And I know that you are studying artificial intelligence.
Yep.
So do you want to just explain that degree? Because I have no idea what that even means.
So basically, I'm studying like how machines learn and machine learning. Like when you search on Google, how does it know what to predict what you're searching? Or when you like type, I want to search pictures of kittens, how does it know it should bring up cats and kittens? So that's basically what my degree revolves around. So like basically making a computer think like a human.
Well, that's I think that's a scary thought. Like, now I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I was like, yeah, Rahul's studying artificial intelligence, computer, and cognitive sciences. And I was like, I don't even know what three of those words, of those five words, even mean. I have no idea. And she was just like, good Lord, Ruby. Like, wow. What is he even doing? But, Rahul, I just wanted to ask you, how has your experience been being an abroad student, being a South African student in America?
Well, it's really different. I was first at BITS for the first 3 months of 2015. So I've had both the BITS experience and the international experience. And I've like kind of noticed there's quite a few differences.
Yes.
Like especially, like I just sit here and I'm like, I'm going to go to the shop. I'm going to go buy a Coke. And then I realize I'm paying like $2 for a Coke. And then I convert it to like South African rands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've just spent $35 on a can of Coke.
Oh my gosh. So like, you're broker then? Normal, just student budget broke.
So you're not eating.
Broke is like still. When you say I'm broke, it means I'm rich.
Like, I'll never complain to you about money again.
Yeah, but like there's so many differences. Like also back in South Africa, the drinking age is 18, but when you come here, the drinking age is 21.
I'm sure you've really been struggling with that.
Yeah, no drinking.
Noah, how would you cope with that?
Yo. Nah, I don't think I'd be here. I don't know. Be in jail or somewhere. No, jokes.
And what are the other differences, Rahul?
Wait, Rahul, how do you guys get around such things?
Yeah, like back in South Africa, you guys are like cab or you guys have a car. Like no one has a car here. All we do is Uber. We Uber from everywhere. Even if you're going to go like 3-4 blocks, you're Uber everywhere.
So you just told us that you were broke, but you're using Uber regularly.
In dollars.
In dollars.
In your parents' account.
I have rich
even.
Friends, guys. It's nice to know people.
Yeah. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
Oh, definitely.
And what are the other differences?
Yeah. When you mention the word visa, guys, you guys don't understand. When you tell, okay, this employer, I want to work for you. I've got the skills. Then you mention you're on a visa. They just hang up on you. Because visa just means that you'll have to spend like about $15,000.
Extra
cost. To get
cost.
Your work visa. Yep. It's terrible.
So how would you go about staying after you're done? Do you need to carry on? Or?
I know Rahul was saying card. That. Yeah, green card.
Yeah, because it's a struggle I'm hearing.
For a green card.
So who are you going to marry, Rahul?
Find yourself a wife.
Where do we meet this lady?
Get a fun, nice baby.
You find someone. Don't worry. My fourth year, you'll just find someone random. I'll be like, yeah, guys, this is my friend. Y'all need to meet her.
By the way, we're getting married.
By the way. Yeah, it's totally for love.
International students, so we have something called OPT, which basically means we have 1 year to work for a U.S. company, regardless of our visa status. So I'm going to take advantage of that towards my senior and junior year. Basically work for companies like Facebook, Google, when we apply for those. And then I'll take it from there. Hopefully they offer me a job and they'll get me the visa. But I think we can only tell about that in the future.
But they're talking about, I know they're talking about immigration reform and making sure that, you know, the skilled people can stay. But obviously, I'm sure you can know more on your side, but it's about ensuring that the people with skills can stay and the people who are just, I guess, trying to come for child support, you know, that's not the people they want, you know, it's a fine line.
Oh, yeah. Like in South Africa, they will give a South African a job over a foreigner. They'll give an American a job over a foreigner here. Mm. So you have to prove to the company, okay, look, you need me more than you need the American. So basically, we work so hard here. I know so many other international students here, they work so much harder than me. And I've seen some of them have internships for the summer. So some of them have worked so hard. And I can see how they prove to their employers, look, you need us more than you need the American. So I think towards my junior, senior year, I'll be doing that. But it's very difficult. Like, same in South Africa. If you don't have a South African ID, it's pretty hard to get a job.
Yeah, I know about that. But anyways, so I just wanted to end off, and I wanted to hear some advice that you would give a student who wanted to study abroad.
Oh, sure. So basically, if you're going to come abroad to America, you need to be afraid of the police. It's not like South Africa where you can be like, okay, look, here's $20. We sort our problems out. These guys do not play games. Your friends are American. When they get in trouble, they're going to get a slap on the wrist. You are going to get deported. You are going home. So you need to be careful.
Yeah.
And then also, like, one thing I've learned here is, like, so many people come around and say, like, hey, how you doing? And the correct answer to that is not good thanks and yourself. Like so many people will be like, hey, what's up? And I'll be like, hey, I'm good thanks and yourself. And they'll be like, they'll just stare at me.
But why?
Like, Americans, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? It just means like, hello.
Oh, they don't actually want to know how you're doing.
They do not care. Like, no one cares here. And then I think as a student, I think you guys will relate to this too. You need to like eat. Pray and love coffee.
Coffee is life.
Mm. Dude, coffee, espresso in the morning when you're like, you've been pulling that all nighter, you've got 1 hour left until your final. You need that coffee.
Words of wisdom, hey?
And then I know the last point that you told me when we were talking this weekend was, pain is temporary, but your GPA is for life.
Dude, you're preaching here. Basically, what happens is, in America, as like different to South Africa, we have a grade point average. So basically, every class you do, you get a certain grade for it, and you're given a certain GPA. So basically, a D is a 1.0, a C is a 2.0, a B is a 3.0, and an A is a 4.0. So obviously, we all strive for that 4.0. But But then you realize that, look, I'm tired. I don't want to study for this paper. A B is not that bad, is it?
Well, let's hope you can get that 4.0 for this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll talk about that, like, when the year's over.
Yes. Thank you so much for talking to us, Rahul.
Cool. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, well, I'd like to wrap up the show by saying thank you to my guests, Zanele Zimu.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Noah Posner and Arjun Agarwal. Thank you for tuning in to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuerie.
This is CliffCentral.com.